Hi, and welcome to Chris Pulliston's Drum Workshop. Before we get started, you will need to remove any rings, watches, bangles or bracelets in order to protect them as well as your drum. To get the most out of your djembe, you will need to adopt a good playing position. To do this, you need to sit at the front edge of your chair, gripping your drum between your legs in such a way that the drum tips forward, which raises the rim closest to you, giving you access to that edge. If you have a full-size drum, you can rest its bottom edge on the ground for stability. To begin with, we will be looking at the different notes we can produce and getting used to their names and position on the drum. I use a widely recognized system of note names from West Africa called the Gundun Godo Pata system, which is simple to use and fun to learn. I have assumed that you are right-handed for the sake of simplicity. If you are left-handed, all you need to do is reverse the order of the notes to play these pieces. When playing any of these notes, it is important to remember not to hold your hands down on the skin. Imagine that the drum is red hot and you should get the feel about right. Also, remember to keep your hands nicely relaxed at all times. Let's begin with the notes played on the edge of the drum. These are called go and do, and they are played by hitting the edge of the drum.